I need to clarify a point I made in my last commentary. When I said contributions to campaigns can be limited, I was referring to federal campaigns, president, and Congress. There are four states in which there are no limits on contributions to state campaigns, governor, state representative, etc., and Missouri is one of the four. Rex Sinkfield has given millions of dollars to candidates in both parties in Missouri because he can. The election is in 2 weeks. How are the races shaping up? Within the last few days, I talked to three very well-informed and thoughtful friends, a Republican from Columbia, a Democrat from Columbia, and a Democrat from St. Louis, and here's what they said. All three think incumbent Senator McCaskill will beat Todd Akin. I concur. She will win by at least 5 points. Republicans will regret not supporting Akin, even with all his troubles. This was definitely a winnable seat for them. All three think incumbent Governor Nixon will beat Dave Spence. None thinks it will be the blowout predicted by the polls. I concur, Nixon by less than 10 points. There's more consensus on the down-ballot races. All three see the incumbent Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder beating Susan Monti, even though he has been seriously outspent. The incumbent Democrat Chris Koster should beat Ed Martin for Attorney General and position himself well for a run for governor in 2016. The incumbent Democrat Clint Zweifel should beat his opponent Cole McNary for state treasurer. Ah, the advantages of incumbency. In the only statewide race without an incumbent, Secretary of State, the Republican Shane Scholer is favored to beat the Democrat Jason Kander. But if Kander wins, we could have Kinder, Koster, Kander in Jeff City. Closer to home, the incumbent U.S. Representative Vicky Hartzler should beat her challenger Teresa Hensley in the 4th District. The new 4th is a rural district that leans Republican, with Columbia being about the only area with a concentrated Democratic vote. Both local observers think incumbent state Senator Kurt Schaefer will be reelected over State Representative Mary Still, especially since Cooper County is now in the district. I concur and expect him to win by at least 5 points, making Schaefer the first Republican ever to be reelected to this Senate seat. Several local state representative races are interesting and still up for grabs. Former state Senator Ken Jacob is running against newcomer Caleb Rowden in a slightly Republican district. This one is too close to call today. In the other local competitive state legislative race, self-funded and heavy-spending Democrat John Wright faces Mitch Richards and should win in this Democrat-leaning district. All three observers think Proposition B, the cigarette tax, will win, but are not confident in their prediction, given the anti-tax fever in Missouri. Did last night's debate impact the presidential race? Only one thing for sure about it. It was better than the baseball game. Other than that, it did not change the dynamic of the race. Both candidates met their goals. Romney looked presidential enough, and Obama continued his recovery from the first debate. My favorite moment was Obama's, "We have aircraft carriers, Governor, that planes land on," jab. Now both campaigns will ramp up the grunt work in earnest, the get-out-the-vote drive. My two Democrat friends nervously think Obama will win narrowly. The Republican confidently thinks Romney will win. My pick? Obama will be reelected with between 270 and 300 electoral votes. A tight finish. This is Terry Smith.